Listening Library presents Newbie Fairy by Kate Korsch. Read for you by Phoebe Stroll. Chapter 1. In Blackberry Bog, the breeze hummed with excitement and the moonlight sparkled like glitter. It was the most important night of the year, the annual Fairy Awards. All the fairies were sitting inside the Grand Fairy Theater. Well, almost all. Una Bramblegoop, Slug Fairy, hadn't been invited. Again. But she wasn't going to pout. Instead, she decided this would also be the night of the very first Slug Awards. She flapped her tiny wings double time as she flitted around the creek bed, taking care of last-minute touches. "Looking great so far, Una," she pep-talked herself. "Slug slip and slide, check. Creek water punch, check. Tiki torch lighting, not check. We can't have a show without party lighting." Una yelled to her little cousin. "Horace!" Horace was bent over the food table. He'd already eaten half the algae appetizers. Horace liked eating. When he heard his name, he jumped to attention. He also liked helping Una. "Horace, I need something to burn for the magic torches," Una said as she placed torch poles around the stage. Then she saw his face. The tip of his nose was green. "Ugh, are you eating the algae?"
"No, I mean, can I?"
He wiped his face. Una put her hands on her hips.
"Okay, I'll get the kindling," he said. "But, is it magic flame against the rules for newbies?"
Una frowned. She hated the term newbie. She didn't like rules much either. Horace sure could be annoying. Had anyone asked for a review of the rule book? She waved his words away like bugs in her face. "I've got it covered, Horace. Besides, everyone is at the Fairy Awards. No one has to know. Now get going." Her cousin hustled off. Soft music drifted down from the theater, perched high on a hill. Una wished she could magic herself up there. Fun fairy fact. A fairy's life has four stages. Number one, boggins, who are very cute but have no wings or magic. Number two, newbies, who have little wings and magic so small they have to say it out loud for it to work. Number three, advanced fairies, who have turbo speed wings and whose magic happens as automatically as breathing. Number four, the grands, whose wings beat as slowly as an elephant's heart. They weave magic into cloth, bake it into bread, and write it into books. Last year, she had still been just a boggin, no wings and no magic. She hadn't even dreamed of being invited then. But when her wings started to sprout and magic started to whisper in her ear, her hopes had sprouted too. Then, when she got her Slug Fairy assignment, she was sure she'd get to go. Slug slime was, after all, essential to the survival of the entire fairy world. But here she was, sitting in a creek bed, while fairies above wore silver dresses and ate whipped cream sandwiches, or something. Una didn't know what they actually ate at the awards, but it had to be fancy. Oof. It hurt her wings to think about what she was missing. Time to focus on something else. This slugfest. Una looked around. The invitations she'd made said the party wasn't starting for another 10 minutes, but it turns out slugs don't have good manners. They were already sliding all over the dig-through-the-dirt salad bar. Well, at least they were distracted. It was a great time to strap on their tiaras and top hats for the ceremony. They normally didn't like that kind of thing, but Una was determined to make this night special. She struggled with the bow ties because slugs don't have necks. They ended up looking more like belts. Oh well, still fancy. "There, you look very glamorous now," Una sat back and admired her work.
I prefer pearls.
Just then, Una heard a loud crash in the woods. Oh, Horace. He was always breaking things, including himself. Her very first magic had been designed to give him protection. Had it stopped working? Did you fall? She called.
No, I mean, a little,
he replied, coming through the trees with leaves sticking out from his mop of curly hair.
But look, I've got tons of stuff to burn.
Horace strapped bunches of weeds to each torch while Una rehearsed the fire magic in her mind. More complicated magic was hard. She was almost positive she had it right, but there was a reason it was against the rules. She could set her own socks on fire. Or worse. Una's magic was a sideways sort of magic. When most fairies magicked up a cake just appeared, easy peasy. But for Una, a little pine tree would transform into a baker who would then turn pine needles and sap into velvety cake batter. When Una tried good luck magic, a lucky clothespin appeared. Una wished she could have good luck without wearing a pinchy clothespin on her ear, but that just wasn't how her magic worked. It was that way for her entire family. Their magic was just a little different. Una heard clapping from the theater and wondered who was getting all the applause. She scrunched up her rosy face and pep-talked again. Focus, little fairy. You've got a show to put on. Una closed her eyes and lifted her wand.
Are you sure we can't just use regular matches? Asked Horace.
Una opened her eyes and glared.
This is a magical awards show, Horace. Of course it needs magical lighting.
Before Horace could interrupt her again, she pointed her wand at the sky and said,
Apple, peaches, pumpkin pie, firelight of firefly, show me how you got your name and bring to me a perfect flame. Three fireflies suddenly hovered above her, but instead of their usual glow, they had flames burning from their rear ends like their bodies were matchsticks. They zipped around the stage, lighting each torch. Then she blew on them, and poof, they disappeared. She couldn't believe it. She, newbie Una, had just made fire. Horace cheered. Finally, it was time to start the show. Una pulled out her note cards.
Ahem! Slugs and... gentlemen, she winked at Horace and he grinned.
We have a slime pool's worth of excitement for you tonight. Our first award is for slimiest slug, who will be remembered long after they go because of all the stickiness they leave behind. And the winner is... And the winner is...
Una had to stop her speech. She fanned her note cards in front of her face as she choked on the air. What was that terrible smell? The slugs seemed as surprised as she was. They tried to cover up the part of their body where a nose would be if slugs had noses. Horace was sniffing his armpits to see if it was coming from him. Or maybe because his armpits smelled better than this other terrible thing. Then she saw it. A trail of oozy...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?